The following program contains violence and coarse language.
It is showtime, baby! Here we go!
And now we're pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
Yes, it's time once again for Radio Free X-Man.
What's Radio Free X-Man?
We've got 11,000 people at NASA trying to figure that out right now.
Radio Free X-Man's beloved cast of broadcast entertainers are back.
You all know people like this. You may be people like this.
Now, the charming and delightful president of X-Man Mortgage and host of Radio Free X-Man, Bob.
Your head is freakishly large.
Brooks.
Charming and delightful. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, tax goddess?
They'll say anything.
I've never met you, except for the head thing. They got that.
Hey, my hat fits. Just because I got it at the Gap.
It was the tinfoil lining and the extra tight elastic band around it that keeps it so snug, right?
Don't!
That hat would fit over the propane tank at the trailer house.
That tinfoil lining keeps these space aliens from beaming into his head.
Press the blast-off button.
And there go the happy space aliens now, right out of Bob's head.
Well, hello and welcome to Radio Free X-Man, a show where we discuss mortgage and mortgage-related things and all things financial, but not necessarily all things financial.
Or in that order.
That was a conundrum?
Well, if conundrum means a burst of incoherence, yeah.
We don't necessarily...
I didn't know you spoke fluent gibberish, but apparently.
Well, you know, it was that time in the Himalayas.
Yeah, and the abominable snowmen still can't forget that night.
I wanted short...
Oh my gosh.
Me in the yellow snow.
Hey, Rob, why? Well, I guess first of all, we need to do introductions. This being the third Radio Free X-Man
and
program.
And yet, he still hasn't learned to introduce his co-host.
Where are my manners, Houston?
All the listeners to have intimate personal knowledge of each of us, like Paris Hilton or Tom Cruise, or, I mean, we're not quite there yet. So
I was about to be frightened thinking that those people actually listen to us.
Okay, the inane and vaguely eerie voice that you hear in your head right now, that is besides me, is Robbie. And you will notice that he sounds vaguely phonated. Phonated? Phoned.
Right.
He sounds phonal. Yes.
He's in phonal today.
That's right. Robbie is in phonal today because he forgot how to get here. No, he's in phonal today because of a communication error. The communication between his ear and his brain.
Or between his left ear and his right ear.
that's an echo chamber.
Echo chamber.
Echo chamber.
Echo chamber.
Plenty of communication going on there.
Why aren't you in the studio today, Rob?
Well, actually, I was experimenting with a new brain control device that in the world of sales, you have to be able to get into one, you know, the person you're trying to sell things to's head. So trying to directly do so via brain waves.
Does it work over the phone? Because I feel like buying something from you right now.
Yes, you see, I'm using my amazing brain power. See, now I'm going to use the power of the radio show to say, get out your checkbooks.
X-Men Mortgage will sell you money. Lots of money.
That's right. Robbie, I think you ought to use that brain control device on yourself first.
That may have been what happened this morning. I wrote a check to myself for $200.
Congratulations on your purchase. Do you have buyer's remorse yet?
Absolutely. Where's the warranty on this thing?
That is the Bruin. Frog, that's Rob Wood, who is
phoning it in on a number of levels today.
Bob Brooks is the host. I'm Dave Perkins, the producer. This is where I normally go on a maniacal rant indicating how completely in control of this program I am, but I'm feeling peaceful today and calm, so I'll skip that and we'll go right to the introduction of the lady that counts.
The lady to my left. And as with Robbie, it's the only time you're going to find her on my left. It's the tax goddess. She's a taxual woman. She knows all things tax and tax related.
And we have here today the tax demigoddesses.
That's
yes, sitting
right.
In the studio are the godlets.
The godlets. Introduce yourselves. Lean up, state your name, and explain why you have headphones and a microphone today.
Well, I'm the older demigoddess, mm-hmm. Tori, and I'm here today because they stuffed headphones on me and put me in the back of a car.
So it worked, huh?
We just took her straight off the street where she was and just...
There she is, boys. Open the trunk, Fugsy. Get in, kid, if you know what's good for you. Let's go.
It's kind of a weird way to pick up your kid from school, but who's this other kid?
I am Lexi, the younger demigoddess.
That would be demigoddess once removed.
I wanted to see my sister just sit here in the chair.
Oh yeah.
So it's Tori and Lexi, the younger members of the venerated X-Man family. Your last name is X-Man, right?
Yeah. Oh, X-Man's.
That's right, and that brings us to our new radio commercial for X-Man Mortgage.
Give me an I.
I.
Give me an X.
X.
Give me an M.
M.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me an N.
N.
Give me a Z. Why not?
Z. Why not?
What's that spell?
X-Men.
What do you think, Robbie? Ready for prime time?
Absolutely. I don't know. I thought there was an odd pause there at the end. X-Men.
That was the pause of mystification.
Yeah, indeed.
If you thought there was a mosquito in the ear in your ear, I hope you slapped yourself.
Oh, yeah.
One can only dream.
I get the feeling often when I'm forced to add numbers that count up to more than 21.
Ew! WTMI! WTMI!
No more Vegas for you, Robbie. So we're going to talk to a golf pro on the program today, I understand.
You know, we are indeed, because when you think mortgage, you think, well, golf. And we're going to talk with John Ankenbrand, who's the head of instruction over at the Kingwood Golf Advantage School. And anybody and everybody can go there and play and join in and learn the game of golf, this most beautiful, awful game of golf.
The second word is right.
That is, yes.
Can he teach me to hit a high fade that lands with the sunburned butterfly's feet just on the phone here? Can he do that?
Yes, he absolutely can. It may not be with your club, and it may, in fact, not be you swinging it.
But by golly, I'm going to learn that.
I seem to remember somebody describing golf once as constant disappointment leavened by constant hope of improvement.
Yeah, but enough about marriage. And this is not a marriage show here.